This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I got underwear on the mind because we have a headline about how silk may actually be antimicrobial. We've kind of talked about why. And how silk masks might be better than cotton masks. But I think I'm not really so much. I think I'm a little bit, like, exhausted and fatigued by all the headlines on masks and COVID. I just noticed that when I got my house ready for an appraisal, because we're refinancing the house, you know, the interest rates had dropped, so we've been in the process of refinancing the house, and whenever you refi, I guess they want an appraisal, you know, to see if the house is worth what you are claiming it is or what you owe on it. And luckily for us, because homes went up in Vegas, we should be okay, but when I was cleaning the house, I found all my old stuff. You know, like, I have outfits from high school, and you know how you keep your outfits from high school because you're like, oh, you know, I'm going to one day be able to wear this again. After you've had two children, there's no way you're going to have your high school body. I just don't, I mean, maybe some of you are like, oh, I do. Well, we're not friends, okay? But the rest of us, normal people, right, our hips change. Our boobs change. There is no way. I was a B cup in high school. A B cup. Now, that only lasted maybe a year or two, but I don't think my movies have seen B's for a while. I mean, man. But anyway, so, you know, I found some of my old underwear, and, yeah, it's a real shame when you kind of see the timeline of how your underwear changed, right? You know, when you're dating and, you know, when you're newly married and all that, you're like, okay, I want to look good, you know, and there was all these very cute the cuter the underwear, the less practical. And then, you know, like me, I was in a residency, and being a medical student or a resident, you're doing 36-hour shifts, plus silk didn't work. And I found my underwear I wore during residency. The underwear during residency was actually clean as can be. I mean, because you just don't have time to go to the bathroom. I probably went to the bathroom maybe twice a week, all right, number two, during residency, because you just didn't have time. And you know how I don't like to go in public bathrooms. I'm just not really good at that. I could pee, but I can't go number two. So, the underwear looked like they just came out of the Hanes Hurwey package. So I'm like, oh, my gosh, I could still wear these, okay? Yeah, even with the size. They stretch, luckily, right? So I was good with that. And then I found my maternity underwear. Now, the only reason why I knew it was maternity underwear is because I thought there were pillowcases. You know, and I was like, oh, my gosh. And I had to unfold it. I'm like, what are these? And they were folded half a dozen times. And then I was like, oh, because you had the panties part, but then you had the part that went over the stomach. And it was really hard for me when I was pregnant to wear the underwear, where the elastic. See, I don't like briefs. I like panties. I hate briefs. But the problem is when you're pregnant, for some reason, every little thing bothers you. And the elastic of regular panties felt like somebody sticking knives, right, all through the skin around that area. And I was like, to heck with this, I'm going to do the briefs. And, you know, I asked my husband, I remember, you know, is it okay? Are you going to not find me sexy? He's like, I haven't found you sexy since, right? Since you started this whole pregnancy thing to begin with. So it was okay. I mean, he was nice about it, but it really wasn't much of an issue. Then you have the postpartum underwear, which is basically boxers. And then I had a whole bunch of old boxers. So I don't like to throw things out because I grew up from family who grew up from Depression era and Holocaust era and all that. And if you spend money on something and it's good, you use it. The problem, or you donate it. Okay? You just don't throw anything out. You donate it or you use it or you hand me down it. Well, what do you do with underwear? So this headline came out, which is, I think, coming out of the University of Cincinnati, where silk seems to be a better face mask than cotton. Now, there's been some debate on which are the best face masks, and we talked about that, the N95 respirators without the valves. Then came the surgical masks, and we've showed you what the surgical masks look like. They're like these things, right? But, you know, then we got to the cotton and the silk and the gaiters, and a lot of gaiters have some silk component to it, and gaiters were found not only to not be effective, but to actually disperse big droplets into smaller ones and make things worse. Now we have a study saying if you got something with silk in it, that could work just fine. Well, why? Well, what I find really fascinating about silk is silk apparently many times has copper. And copper is very antimicrobial. I don't know if you've ever kind of, you know, studied copper, but how copper, let's say, kills bacteria is there's all these like ions, and copper is very metallic. And I guess bacteria pick those up and they interfere with the cell process and the DNA or something, and then the bacteria die. They actually can die pretty quickly. Same thing with copper. Same thing with viruses. Copper can kill viruses. It was an old wives' tale. I don't know what studies have been done, where kids who would eat out of copper dishes were less sick than others because they wouldn't seem to get a lot of the foodborne illnesses because copper would kind of kill things, you know, and just by itself, just copper being there. So apparently the moth, when the silk moth makes silk, there's somehow copper gets involved. And so a lot of silk has copper. So they think that could be one of the reasons why silk masks might do better. Another reason they think is silk dries pretty quickly. Now, I haven't really worn silk in a while. I don't know how comfortable it is. I thought silk, when you sweat and stuff, it then kind of dries and gets crispy, and it just isn't like under the arms or whatever. So I don't really remember. I don't really know because I really never had a silk shirt or whatever. But a lot of dudes say they don't really like to wear silk shirts because you can't really sweat in them and things like that. But one thing about silk is whereas cotton will hold the fluid and hold the droplets there, silk dries quicker. So between the drying and the copper, it seems to be less hospitable for a coronavirus. So they're thinking that silk might be better. So for those of you that don't like to throw things out and you can't really donate your underwear and you have a bunch of silk underwear, you know, maybe you could repurpose it into wearing a mask. And I know we were making jokes about people sticking underwear on their face and all that, you know. People wear underwear on their heads all the time. I don't understand that. I can't tell you how many times I've caught just guys just put underwear on their face. Clean underwear. And I don't know why they like it. But anyway, it looks like there's a reason for it. Another thing we're going to be talking about later this hour is how coronavirus has this.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Doc-a-Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. Excuse me. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. I got to tell you, that wildfire smoke, it's getting to me. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I've spoken to you guys about the salon industry, as I own a couple salons, and how we've had to make adjustments with COVID to ensure safety. And I've been a big fan of incorporating, you know, massage and a lot of the healing arts when we deal with neck pain and back pain. And so I've had a lot of questions on how is the massage industry doing in light of all the new COVID changes and social distancing. So here to join us, I'm very, very excited, is Beth Stiller, CEO of Massage Envy. Beth, thank you for joining us. We really, really appreciate this.
Oh, yeah.
How are you? How are you today?
You know what? I'm doing great.
Thank you. Thank you so much. And you must be busy. And you know, God bless you for all you're doing. So, yeah, tell us, how is what's happening in the massage industry with all the new changes and, you know, trying to kind of, you know, keep everything as COVID safe and friendly as possible?
Yeah. Well, the majority of locations, we've got 1,150 locations, and the majority of those locations are open. But, you know, while we were closed, we took that time to take a really hard look at exactly what you're talking about. How do we make sure that when it was time to open, that all of our franchisees had all of the right protocols in place and safety protocols in place to open safely and to welcome their teams back, their amazing massage therapists and estheticians, and to welcome back all their members. So, you know, and you know this from your business. In a personal touch business, safety and sanitation is always important, and we had some great protocols before the shutdown, but we were able to bring in a third party, and we wanted to make sure we didn't leave any stone unturned, so we brought in an environmental consulting firm, and we had them go from front to back, take a look at all of our policies and protocols and what happens in a location, and they helped us identify ways that we could even enhance what we were doing, and so if you came in today, you'd see the things you'd expect, right? You've got your therapist and everybody in the location wearing a mask all the way through the experience, so right through the service. Your therapist would be wearing a mask. Of course, every surface in that room that has any chance of being touched is disinfected and cleaned in between services, so you know you're walking into a room that has been prepared for you safely. And then there's things that you may not see behind the scenes. So we wanted to make sure that we provided our franchisees with great specific training so everybody in the location understood exactly what was required and was trained up on infection control and prevention. So before any location opened, everybody had a really good understanding of what was required and understood that, you know, the most important thing was to make sure that they were kept safe and that we kept their safety and as our first priority, and that their members and guests could feel that those, you know, locations were being opened safely. So there's a whole host of things that have changed the way we run the business. But I think the demand and the response we got when we reopened, we've done over 4 million services since we reopened the doors. So the demand is there, and people are excited to get back in.
I bet. Massage Envy, one of your franchisees is a neighbor of ours, one of my salons, and I can attest to everything Beth just said in terms of, you know, our clients, you know, share that same, you know, feeling of, okay, it's a safe place to go. And what I found kind of fascinating in our service industries is that I thought that with COVID, we would see maybe an initial spike because people were missing their haircut or missing their services or missing their salon. But it has been steady because I think people aren't really digging the whole Zoom virtual. They want to be around other people. They want that touch.
I totally agree. There's nothing like personal connection and touch. And, you know, as great as technology has been getting us through this and keeping us connected, the power of personal connection and touch can't be understated. So I think you're spot on. We've heard it from members who were so anxious to get back in, to have, you know, stress release and that therapeutic massage, because it's more than just about their body. It's about their mind, right?
Exactly.
Everybody's going through a really stressful time, and massage is a great way not only to work the kinks out from working on the floor or your kitchen table, but also to help relieve the stress that we're all feeling.
That's true. So, you know, I had three separate patient cases this week where I referred them for massage because I, you know, the stress, the buildup, the neck pain, the back pain, you know, one market we're unfortunately seeing as a consequence of COVID is now that people are working from home in a non-ergonomic setting, you know, in the kitchen or in their kid's bedroom with their computer, they're having neck pain, they're having back pain, they're having issues, not to mention the stress. And people who are stressed are more at risk for COVID and more at risk for flu and pneumonia and heart attacks, etc. So, you know, I'm of the mind, you know, because I'm married to a chiropractor and because our practice was integrative, you know, it's therapeutic. It's something that needs to be incorporated in a person's medical regimen.
It's such a good point. And, you know, what we have a lot of conversations about is the fact that I think there's still a portion of the population that sees massage as a luxury or a treat. And therapeutic massage is something that can be so restorative and healing for people. And as people are looking for ways to take care of themselves more and be more preventative, it is such an important part of somebody's wellness routine. I know sitting at home, like you said, all of my meetings that used to be from meeting room to meeting room, and I'd get up and walk around, I'm now sitting in one place all day on Zoom, and I carry it in my hips and my back. So for me, it's required. Self-care isn't selfish. It's something you need to do for your body because you're stuck with it for your whole life, so you better take care of it, right?
And I'm not a fan of anti-inflammatories and, taking medications for something that could be, healed with by hands, I mean, I understand that there's a place for anti-inflammatories and pain medications, but, I think it takes a team, and part of that team is definitely satisfied by your members. Now, besides massage, you offer other sort of services. What else do you guys do in Massage Envy?
Yeah, we do. So with the membership, you can actually choose. You've got a number of choices. So from a body care perspective, you can choose therapeutic massage that we've been talking about, or a total body stretch, so a head-to-toe assisted stretch, which is a fantastic service, which can be paired with a massage, or skincare. I think lots of people would be surprised to know that we are the number one skincare service provider in the country, with our franchisees employing more estheticians than anybody else. And you can get a base facial, or you could get a chemical peel or a microderm infusion, or we just launched in the last number of months a great partnership with Proactive where you can actually come in and buy an acne skincare package.
Good.
That helps those with acneic skin to really get that under control, which, as you probably know, not only does that help with your skin, but, the impact mentally that people have, from a confidence perspective, and the way they carry themselves when they're struggling with acne can be really, really tough. And
so
we're pleased to help people get on the right track and feel good about their skin again.
My TV interview the other day was horrible because I was so worried about something on my chin. Well, because of masks and maskne. You wear so many masks, you start to break out. And it's like night and day when I feel like my skin is clear to, when it's like, oh, gosh, or I need to upper lip wax. Speaking of which, so owning salons or medical offices, PPE is expensive. PPE starts to, cut your profit margin, obviously. And, many people were kind of concerned that their stylist or their masseuse or their esthetician, wouldn't be around because companies wouldn't be able to have that longevity while they're incorporating all these safety protocols. And, one thing I like about, your team and your corporation is you luckily kind of had the strength to kind of withstand this storm, and you've been able to not have to, raise prices to the degree that other restaurants have had, et cetera. What kind of went into that in terms of trying to still kind of stay whole with all the new safety changes?
Yeah, it's a great question. We've got 450 independent business owners, franchisees that run these small businesses in their communities, and we like to say that they're, in business for themselves, not by themselves. So while they run that independent franchise, we can pull together the buying power of that group and provide them with well-priced PPE, and they're not passing that cost on to their members and guests, because what they've been amazed at is the loyalty that those members have shown them. So many people are coming back. We're in lots of locations where at pre-COVID levels, and that's allowed those businesses to open and start to recover. And they do have some incremental expenses that they didn't have before, but making sure that they stay accessible and they keep their pricing at a point where people can come in and feel really good about keeping their membership has been really important to franchisees. So they have taken some of those incremental costs on themselves, but as a franchisor, we try to negotiate best as we can to make PPE as affordable as possible for them.
Oh, my God, that's wonderful. Thank you, Beth Stiller. Listeners, you can go to massageenvy.com. And, Beth, we cannot wait to have you come back. We really, really appreciate all you do, and can't wait to talk to you again.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president has renounced white supremacy, the KKK, and hate groups in all forms.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany, when discussing President Trump denouncing white supremacist groups, McEnany continues.
He signed a resolution to that effect. The president just last week, perhaps you all weren't covering it, but just last week expressed his desire to see the KKK prosecuted as domestic terrorists. His record on this is unmistakable.
Thousands of employees at the nation's two biggest airlines are being furloughed on Thursday. The furloughs at United and American Airlines are affecting more than 32,000 people. Congress and the Trump administration have yet to reach an agreement on more help for the airline industry. And Americans' personal income fell more than expected in August. Figures out today show personal income was down 2.7%. USA Radio News. Thursday is being recognized as Vegas Strong Day in Nevada. With more on why, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
A solemn remembrance ceremony held today on the third anniversary of the mass shooting that took place at a country music festival across the Mandalay Bay Resort in Las Vegas. 58 people died and more than 800 were injured when a gunman opened fire from an upper floor hotel room. At that solemn ceremony, Governor Steve Sisolak said he remembered seeing everyone from professionals to ordinary folks helping others even while the shots were still being fired.
So the families, you suffered a loss I cannot begin to imagine. Know that you are not alone. Our hearts and our prayers are with you every single day for the losses that you suffered.
The Washington Monument is back open after being closed for 6 months because of the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So even though we don't have the numbers for the United States, 2,085 excess deaths have been reported in England and Wales due to heart disease and stroke from people who didn't go to the doctor, who stayed home and died at home. And this has been something that has been scaring a lot of us medical providers here in the United States, as I do telemedicine, and patients are having chest pain or high blood pressure or diabetes, and they're not going to the doctor. And, you know, it's unfortunately going to be an unintended consequence of COVID, where people are so fearful to go out there, and then unfortunately they stay home and not get the treatment they need. So my next guest, I am very, very honored to have and very, very excited. It's Dr. Jicho James, Chief Medical Officer of Johnson & Johnson Medical Devices with their My Health Can't Wait program. And I am just honored to have you. Thank you so much, Dr. James, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me, Dr. Dolly, and thank you so much for prioritizing this topic with the audience.
Oh my gosh, yes, and it's frightening, and you know, Johnson & Johnson is always on the forefront of, you know, healthcare and you know, patient advocacy. So, you know, tell us, what is My Health Can't Wait?
So, you, as you rightly said, right, COVID-19 is not just harming those who contract the virus, it's having a huge impact on those who are deferring needed medical checkups, tests, surgeries, procedures. So to understand this, we actually reached out, and this is where, to your point, data is just so important, right? So the Johnson & Johnson Medical Device Companies worked with the Harris Poll, and we surveyed about 2,000 adults in the U.S. between somewhere around July 9th through the 13th of this year, and the survey revealed that more than two-thirds of Americans had either put off or knew somebody in their household who had delayed healthcare due to the pandemic. And you know that delaying standard routine exams, elective surgeries, and even ER visits, as you were talking about, some of your patients having chest pain, can have significant negative impact in the long term, and that's why we launched the MyHealthCan'tWait.com portal, which is an educational effort to help patients re-engage back with the healthcare system with confidence.
Exactly. And yes, and confidence is the word we're looking for. It kills me when I speak to patients online trying to direct them for abscesses or for appendicitis, and they fear going into a medical center to be more dangerous than staying home with their ailment. And it takes confidence building, and many telemedicine providers or those doctors now doing virtual care don't have the time nor a lot of the skill to help infuse that confidence. And it's like, you know, you're probably one of the only companies I know that has actually kind of fought to do this. And thank you. So tell us what sort of things is within the My Health Can't Wait Hub.
No, absolutely. And again, we always keep the patient at the center. So again, if you go to myhealthcan'twait.com, you get access to a variety of resources. As a patient, you get access to a patient or caregiver checklist or discussion guide, right? So when I call you and have a conversation with you, here are some of the questions that might help me have a meaningful conversation with you. This is kind of new to everybody, right? So kind of looking at what those questions are around returning to the healthcare facility, what are the safety protocols if I were to get a procedure, what should I be thinking pre, post, something to help you have that conversation. It includes safety FAQs, measures that you might be taking in your office or the hospital, the surgery centers may be taking to protect patients. You talked about telehealth. The survey revealed that, and you're probably seeing it in your practice, 73% of people feel comfortable using telehealth as a way to manage their health care. So, again, telehealth 101 resources to help them. And perhaps most important, and I know you'll agree with this, it's patient stories. It's stories that help people feel comfortable that they're not in this alone. There's a whole community around them, and people who've gone through and engaged with the healthcare system, and hearing from them helps them feel more confident to call their physician and have that meaningful conversation so they can make an informed, balanced, and appropriate choice for themselves.
So true, so true. We're talking to Dr. Jicho James, Chief Medical Officer for Johnson & Johnson Medical Devices. Not only does Dr. James have his MD from St. John's Medical College, but he also has a Master of Public Health degree. Having an MPH, you know, kind of allows you to, you know, be able to kind of be that liaison between, you know, public health and epidemiology as well as what's going on with the medical sector. And even though it's all blended, it's
I always wanted to get my MPH, so I'm envious. And it's one thing that I think I wish a lot more physicians would have, because when we do fight COVID or flu or other sorts of pandemics or other sort of issues, I think we have a little bit better grasp of some of the other things we need to attack and not just, you know, treating somebody with medication.
No, absolutely. I was just fortunate to have that passion and recognize that there is an opportunity beyond just that critical individual-based care to move to more of population-based care and understanding the social determinants of health and how we can bring some of that medical knowledge to truly help people live a happier, healthier life. Mm-hmm. And it's never too late, and I know a great place to go get your MPH.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, Dr. James, I'm looking at your survey, you know, in terms of how Americans looked at their overall health and preventative health care and sick care. And you know, do you think the hesitancy to go to a medical provider or go to an institution to be treated is because they fear COVID, or is it, are you picking up a distrust that people might be having in terms of our ability to render care safely? What's your opinion?
I think it's a combination, right? So if you look at the survey, 88% are about say that healthcare is a priority, and yet two-thirds put it off, right? And we're discovering that. And a lot of times we just freeze. I'll be honest, and I'll confess, I'm as guilty of it. I'm fortunate enough to have my 82-year-old father live with me. And, you know, when he needed dental care in the middle of this pandemic, I froze. I didn't know what to do. Do I take him in? Am I exposing him to risk? And it took a call from the dentist to talk me through and tell me, no, you know, he's going to be the first patient in that chair that morning. Here are all the steps you're taking to take right. care that he remains safe. And more importantly, here's what can happen if he doesn't come in, right? Just having that information helps. This is new to all of us. We've never had to deal with something like this in our lifetime. So just providing resources so that people can make an informed choice is just so important.
I think that's great. And is there any cost to the My Health Can't Wait hub?
No, it is. There is no cost. Anybody can access it. All you need to do is go online and go to www.myhealthcantwait.com, and you have access to all these resources for free.
I love it. I love it. And again, like I said, you know, many providers, they're guilty, not, you know, intentionally. It's just they don't have the time to be able to, you know, infuse that confidence on how medical offices and how hospitals and institutions, et cetera, are, you know, being able to provide the PPE. In fact, you know, I feel safer. You know, I might need surgery soon, and I actually feel safer now than in the past, because I think this kind of gave us a lesson to, you know, have more barriers of, you know, layers of protection like PPE.
No, absolutely. And you know what, Dr. Dahlia, if you go online, there are resources on myhealth.com, myhealthcantwait.com, that are designed even for healthcare providers. We've used that same knowledge from the patient side to provide tools for healthcare providers that they can use with their patients to instill that confidence. So it's not just yes. for patients, it's actually for healthcare providers as well.
Okay. Dr. James, thank you so much for joining us. We can't wait to have you come back. And listeners, definitely check out myhealthcantwait.com. Thank you, Dr. James, so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
No worries. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-VALLEY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. D-A-L-I. So I hate using the term debate because I don't think what happened a few nights ago was actually a debate. But it was exactly what the media wanted, because the media wanted great headlines and sound bites and Biden saying, "Will you shut up, man?" and telling Trump that he was the worst president ever, and, you know, Trump interrupting him and saying not true and lie and fake news and all the other stuff. And so for the media, they gobbled it up. For the average American voter, they thought that it was an absolute poop show. And there was a lot of criticism of Chris Wallace and Fox News, and Donald Trump had said he actually felt like he was debating not only Joe Biden, but the moderator as well. And there was also criticism that Chris Wallace didn't stop Trump from interrupting Joe Biden. And so suggestions have been made that there be mute buttons where the president speaks and then gets muted when the other candidate speaks, Joe Biden, or if there's a rebuttal and it starts to go too far, that there's some control with the muting. I don't know if a moderator is equipped to handle that very objectively. And that could be an absolute disaster depending on who they mute and how they mute and then what sound bites get taken out. That could even be a potential for lawsuits. There's also the consideration that there be penalties where the moderator would actually be judge and jury and turn around and penalize the candidate if they felt they interrupted or did too much, which, again, I think is going down a slippery slope. And what I want to kind of bring up here is the reason why we had a debate like we had a few nights ago, was because of how we do media and social media and tweeting and Snapchatting and Instagramming. And this was on us. Unfortunately, we didn't want it. We didn't realize it, but this was caused because of us. So in the olden days, I don't know if you ever, you know, read about the Lincoln-Douglas debates with Abraham Lincoln. They were three-hour-long debates. Each one had about an hour to speak, and then there was, I think, a 30-minute defense. So if somebody was up there speaking for an hour and calling you this, 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 and this, you had a piece of paper. You would write down everything that you had to defend, and then when it was your 30 minutes to talk, you could talk. That's how debates used to be. Unfortunately, with what's happened with Donald Trump, and it happened with presidents before him, if there is something that's said about him, that is already tweeted, it is already out there on social media, and if he is quiet and he doesn't respond back, all of a sudden in the year 2020, silence is now defined as support or approval. So in debates where you were supposed to be quiet, if somebody calls you a name and you don't jump on that right away, you're standing there quiet. Now appears that you're guilty of it. And that wasn't like that in previous presidential debates. And I'm not saying this to defend Biden or Trump, but this is where we're at. So if somebody's going off for 2 minutes or whatever, and then they hit a whole bunch of insults, and they know that they're going to be able to do that because the other person's not going to be able to respond, that will already be making it into the media. And then the response from the other candidate will have to sit there and spend the whole time doing defense. Now, if that's the way the debate rules go, where one speaks, then the other speaks, and they take notes, that's kind of the way it was, it would be, you know, a more peaceful, you know, probably a more productive debate. But the thing also that's changed with debates is, even though there were insults and saying, well, you know,
if you choose me as president, I'll do this, whereas Abraham Lincoln will abolish slavery, or whatever happened with the Lincoln-Douglas debates, you know, and if you vote for Lincoln, you know, you're going to lose all that money because he's going to abolish slavery, but if you vote for me, you know, I'm going to keep it intact. I haven't read the transcripts. I've read some, but I haven't read all of them, so I don't know exactly what he's saying. That's an example. But the insults were not, you know, you were the worst president, you know, or with Hillary or with, I mean, they're, you know, the, you know, you have bad hair, you know, I don't really remember all the insults that were given back and forth between the two candidates, but that wasn't a part of proper debate behavior or decorum. So, I mean, I'm wondering if you're going to start making rules and people are calling for shock callers and muting and penalizing and all that, are there going to be any rules on false accusations and name calling? Now, I mean, the Biden team was prepared for, you know, President Trump to make fun of them, and instead we saw more of Biden making fun of Donald Trump. Well, what if there was a rule? I mean, if you're going to make rules, what if there's a rule of, okay, no name calling? You can't call somebody the worst vice president. You can't, you know, you say somebody, you know, was the worst president. You can't, you know, if you do that, that's then, because it's going to force the other person to want to fight back. And I get, the thing is the media is not going to do that. The media loved that. The media loved those sound bites. So who's going to call for that? Who's going to ask for that? Yeah, and then how do you control it? You know, if somebody says somebody is racist or somebody, you know, jailed people that, you know, weren't supposed to be jailed, or I don't know the back and forth that they went and it was wrong and it was incorrect, you know, I don't really want to hear a back and forth of somebody name calling or accusing somebody, the other person defending, well, that's not true. I just want answers. What I want a debate to be is, what are we going to do if COVID spikes again? And we have certain governors calling for state shutdowns. What are you going to do federally? Well, I am going to do this. That simple. Instead, they have to open defending whatever BS just went back and forth. Same thing with, you know, when we do open up the borders, you know, what are we going to do in terms of immigration, illegal immigration? Undocumented workers taking jobs from those who are currently unemployed. How are you going to approach the Supreme Court? And just answer the gosh darn question. Now, the candidates might not want that. The candidates might not want to give that answer. Because, again, the media takes that answer and runs with it. I don't think Joe Biden had any desire to discuss how he was going to approach the Supreme Court. If he had said he was going to add extra justices that were liberal, which, again, I don't understand how presidents do that, but I, you know, you pick a neutral judge, but I get it. Every, you know, it's not neutral. It's a shame it's that way. If he said that, that would be then the next headline. So, no, he's not going to want to say that. You know, same thing with Donald Trump and, you know, Donald Trump being put on the spot for his tax records. If I had to make any suggestions, I think if you start to mute and penalize and all that, it's going to be an absolute disaster, and it's going to obviously be, both sides are going to accuse bias and accuse wrongdoing, and I would really don't even want to hear the back and forth. I really just want to hear, what would you do, what would the other person do, and then if somebody wants them, you know, to see, you know, some sport or whatever, then, okay, you know, why is your approach better than Joe Biden's? Or why is your approach better than President Trump's? And then see how that is. But if they're going to start bringing up, you know, everything that we have to listen to in the tabloids, and, you know, it's a waste of time. So for those of you who are like, do we even have to have any more debates? You know, I took a poll. Looks like the majority of the people still want the debate. All right? But, you know, let's ask for less entertaining and just more substance. And the second somebody name calls, they...
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.